My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
All right, Mike Florio just joined us, and you can listen to that entire interview on the Odyssey app, Baskin and Phelps podcast. Mike was the one that broke the story yesterday on what's going on with Deshaun Watson, gave some perspective on, I thought it was interesting that he happened to say like 2 days ago that, or right after the game, that the only way that the Browns could be getting out of his contract would be as if he had some kind of suspension or to make the contract null. And so, I mean, we're kind of sitting here trying to wait to hear what the Browns are going to say about this, what the league is going to say about this. Deshaun Watson is scheduled to speak tomorrow, and so is Kevin Stefanski. So I do kind of hope, and Jeff and I are both saying this, that due to the nature of the lawsuit and where we are with this, and it's a contract, it's a contractual thing, I really hope that it's Andrew Berry that steps out and says something, or Jimmy or Dee Haslam that steps out and talks and doesn't put this on Kevin Stefanski tomorrow to make some kind of, to have to answer questions for the organization. I understand he's the face of the football team when it comes to being the head coach, but he's not the face of the entire organization. And I can't tell you how many times that we've seen before, not only the Browns, but other teams will just throw their head coach out there to answer questions that really, you know, that they really shouldn't be answering or can't answer. And then the answer you're going to get is, I can only coach football. That's right.
You'll have to check with others.
I can only play with the players that they tell me I can play with this week, right?
Absolutely. Yep. And that's absolutely the case. Hey, we're looking for a winner. Enter the word bacon, B-A-C-O-N, bacon, at 923thefan.com by 2 o'clock for your chance to win a 4-pack of combo meals from Mr. Hero. You can check out their 2 new waffle doodle sandwiches, the Nashville Hot and the BLT. And make sure to download the Mr. Hero app. So do that. Courtesy of Mr. Hero in Sports Radio 92.3 The Fan. Again, the word bacon by 2 o'clock for your chance to win.
Okay, what did we learn from Mike Florio there, Jeff?
Mike mentioned what I thought. This sounds different enough from the other lawsuits that have been filed and settled that there might be some type of a discussion, some type of a difference that could lead to a different reaction from the NFL. That, I think that's interesting. It's to be determined. As Mike said, you know, this, the other cases weren't exactly sexual assault. And this is what that is called, sexual assault and battery. And perhaps that's different, which leads to a different reaction from the NFL and maybe different consequences. Hmm. Maybe, maybe not. I don't know. Mike wasn't, you know, Mike laid that out beautifully. But it's going to be something, Andy, I think, that the NFL is going to have to interpret probably after investigation and after heavy discussion with NFL legal counsel.
Yeah. I'm just, for Browns fans, as we talk to you today at 216-474-0092, it's like, at what point is enough is enough? Like, if Deshaun goes out on Sunday, throws 4 touchdown passes for 400 yards, I don't know if fans are feeling the way they are today about getting this news yesterday. And people would be like, oh, here we go. Deshaun's finally back, and now we have to go back to the problems that you saw before. So I do think in some worlds that people are piling on, obviously because Deshaun didn't have the kind of showing that you wanted him to in week one. And you also haven't seen the return on investment considering all the draft picks that you had given up before and the price that you paid for his contract setting standards. I also thought it was really interesting that Mike brought up the fact that don't look for the NFL to help the Browns on this because they're the ones that kind of broke the glass ceiling on what contracts should look like.
You can be sure other owners around the NFL are not going to think, oh, let's let the Browns out of this because look how much money quarterbacks are making since Deshaun's contract came out. And every guy.
So is that other owners calling the commissioner and saying, hey, don't cut him any slack. Don't put this guy in
your commissioner's
list. Yeah,
you can be sure that Roger will get a couple of calls. Wouldn't you?
I would think so. But then again, Roger's got to do what's best for the league, right? If what's best for the league is to say, look, we can't go down this road again and, you know, the allegations, but I still want to hear what Deshaun has to say, and the league will hear what Deshaun wants to say. It's just too much. It's too much. Deshaun, go get some help. And, you know, we'll regroup at some other point. And, by the way, you're going to end up on the commissioner's list for this, under a suspension. And then the Browns end up, you know, he ends up getting suspended, and then maybe the contract goes void after that. All I know is that something that you've said and that the feeling that I get from Browns fans that have been calling us today is that the entire story just is tired. And the drama is just sucks the life out of the franchise.
Andy, that's partially because we haven't seen the play that they were expecting to get. Mike went the same thing I said and you said. If they have a chance to get out of this contract because of this, I would think they would jump at it. And if Deshaun ends up on another team and plays well, so be it. But this clearly hasn't worked yet for the Browns. Will it work? Maybe. But, man, right now it hasn't worked. And all that's come with it is a bad look for the organization because of the stuff with all of the lawsuits and not great quarterback play.
All right, here's what Florio had to say about the situation, where we're at right now, right? That's basically it.
There was just a general conclusion that, okay, there can't be anything else because in most of these situations, the statute of limitations, the deadline for filing your lawsuit, is 2 years from the date of the incident. And so that was my first thought when another lawsuit emerged. Oh, wait a minute, something has happened more recently that would be within the statute of limitations. But as it turns out in Texas, for sexual assault, it's a 5-year statute. And that is the claim that's made here.
I still think the NFLPA is going to come back and say, we've already been down this road. You've said that we're not going to, you know, go backwards on this and talk about things that happened and that, you know, is this in the same group as the massage complaints and that you ended up settling, you know, what, 23 lawsuits on there.
But as Florio said, little different stuff in this lawsuit.
Yeah, I just wonder how quick the league's you know, the funny thing is every time you want the league to make a decision, it always takes forever, right? Yeah, it suddenly drops on Friday afternoon. I don't know. Could the Browns be in a position by the end of the week to not know who their quarterback is based on what the league has to say?
I wouldn't worry about that. I would assume that Deshaun Watson is starting at quarterback. And if not, you put Jameis Winston in and he plays quarterback.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.